The president looks at jobs while the Congress tackles the nation's deficit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Word today, more people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, rising slightly to 414,000, according to the Labor Department, which means the country is still not creating enough jobs to lower the unemployment rate. And President Obama goes before Congress tonight to lay out his plans to create more jobs. Meanwhile, the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction gets to work for the first time today. That's the Congressional Super Committee, charged with finding as much as $1.5 trillion in deficit cuts by late November. California Congressman Javier Becerra is a member of that super committee, and he's with us now on the line to talk about it. Congressman, welcome to you.
Steve, good to be with you.
What's on the table as you head into these talks?
Well, everything should be on the table, and from there we decide what stays on the table.
Democrats have been resistant to reforming Medicare and Medicaid. Republicans have been resistant to tax increases. I mean, is everything really on the table?
Everything should be on the table. And before we start making cuts to important programs, we should make sure we're taking care of looking at those that don't work, not the ones that protect ordinary Americans like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Every tax program that's out there, every particular program under the Department of Defense, no sacred cow should be left outside the door, and we should hang up our egos and those special interest pledges and say we're ready to work on behalf of the American public.
Is that realistic, the ego hanging?
You know, Steve, if we don't do that, the moment I see that one of my colleagues gets to protect one of his or her sacred cows, then I'm going to have a license to do the same. And before you know it, everything breaks apart. So we have to walk in there understanding that we can't afford to have couch potatoes on this super committee. And so all of us should be ready to roll up our sleeves.
How are you going to get your party on board to get to the cuts that you really need to get?
We've already seen close to $1 trillion in reductions in very important services. I know that some of the senior citizen centers in my district of Los Angeles are already finding that they are closed one day more out of the week than before. And so there are people who are really suffering. And what we can do is make sure that we target appropriately and stop this madness in the tax code that allows some 1,500 millionaires to go without paying a cent in taxes. There is where most of the spending occurs without the public knowing about it.
The committee is going to have until late November, November 23rd, to come up with a plan. If there's no plan, or Congress doesn't adopt a plan, that's going to force these automatic cuts across the board. Is that the kind of outcome that you'd like?
Well, no one wants to see the dull guillotine used to try to figure out how we find the savings that we need to reduce these deficits. And that's why I think all of us have this incentive to treat this like a failure is not an option proposal. Because if we go in there believing that it's okay to just cut indiscriminately very important services, we're all going to face the guillotine come election day.
Some Democrats I know have called for this panel to add policies that would create jobs, not just reduce the debt. Do you believe that's a constructive goal? I mean, will you push for policies that amount to some sort of job stimulus?
Steve, it's not just a constructive goal. I think it's an indispensable component of a solution. There is no way you put America back on track if you've got 15 million Americans who are without a job through no fault of their own. Once you start to put those folks back to work, they start paying taxes instead of taking services. Treasury starts to collect some of the revenue that it's been losing. We start to decrease the deficit. So without a robust economy in the United States, it'll be nearly impossible to see the deficits shrink.
Congressman Javier Becerra, Democrat from California, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, barely. The Dow is up about 0.2%, or 21 points, at 11,436. The NASDAQ up about 0.1% as well, and the S&P 500 pretty much flat. The nation's trade deficit narrowed in July by more than expected. That's after the U.S. sold more goods in the month to Latin America. And Google said today it's buying the famous reviewer Zagat, the company that does all those restaurant ratings and surveys. Details weren't disclosed, but we're told one diner said the deal was enticingly delicious.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Lee have caused flooding in Pennsylvania, and it's forcing the evacuation of around 100,000 people around Wilkes-Barre. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on the logistics of big-scale evacuations.
The evacuation plan is based on the region's devastation from Tropical Storm Agnes, which happened way back in 1972. It was one of the most devastating storms in U.S. history up to that point. Stephen Bakanich is Emergency Management Director for Luzerne County, one of the areas affected. He says the Susquehanna River is expected to crest at 41 feet sometime between 8 p.m. and midnight Eastern Time.
If that height of crest would come true, it would cause basically catastrophic damage to our area.
He says based on Agnes, thousands of homes and businesses would be flooded in up to 12 feet of water. Officials are racing to get shelters set up with bedding, food, and water. They're in the process of evacuating residents of several nursing and assisted living homes in the area.
Just getting them out and getting them into a safe and secure area alone is just a monumental undertaking.
Evacuations are also underway in eastern New York in the Binghamton area. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, officials at the Federal Reserve Bank in Baltimore say they're running out of storage room for dollar coins. A 2005 law requires the Fed to order the coins, which a lot of people don't use. And earlier this summer, the Fed reported to Congress it's amassed more than $1.2 billion of them at branches all across the country, including the one in Baltimore. A note to the Fed: in this economy, I'm going to guess there are plenty of folks who would love to store some of those burdensome coins for you. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Consider Republicans and jobs. Yeah, everybody talks about Ronald Reagan, but what about this guy?
Warren G. Harding, who absolutely did nothing. He drank a lot, played a lot of golf. Rumors had it he had quite a few girlfriends, but he let markets work.
Oh, my. I'm Kai Rizdahl, jobs and the GOP. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.